Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. Our good friend Sean Stone is here. He is the he's our cultural correspondent. He goes out, he tells us what's happening in area stages and screens, reports back to us each Thursday. He's been with us for years. We love having him here. And good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Joe. I'm fine.
Excellent. Well, we'll try not to screw that up.
All right.
All right. That is our only mission right now, just not to screw that up. Let us talk about what is going on. First of all, you've seen? What have you seen?
The Ballad of Buster Scruggs.
All right. Tell me more.
This is the Coen Brothers Western anthology film. There's five different episodes. It starts out with Tim Blake Nelson as Buster Scruggs, the singing cowboy. And he sings, and he sings lovely tunes, and then he guns people down. And he has this good, you know, it's got the Coen Brothers humor, where he starts talking to the audience, like, right, he's the one character in the movie, you know, speaks dead onto the camera, and he'll say something about himself, ain't that right, Dan, his horse, and then they'll cut to the horse whinnying and shaking his head. So it's that kind of humor. It's extremely violent. It's mostly heartbreaking. There's one story that will haunt your nightmares. This is what everyone says. Liam Neeson is this sort of itinerant promoter who carries around an armless, legless guy who recites from the Bible and the Gettysburg Address and all this. And it's just you know this is not going to end well either. But there's a wonderful one with Tom Waits as a prospector. And he's finding gold, and he talks to the gold in the ground, and he's got his burrow named Lucky, and he's in this beautiful valley, and it ends up the only episode that doesn't have any actual murder in it is five travelers in a stagecoach, all over 50 years old, talking about the meaning of life, and it just gets progressively darker. Until at the end, they're all so freaked out by it that you're freaked out by it.
Yeah.
Includes Brendan Gleeson and Tyne Daly.
Oh, there you go.
It's really good.
Tyne Daly's a friend of ours, and we love her.
It was so great to see her in a movie.
She's great. Yeah, she's actually really good in the new reboot of Murphy Brown. She's in it. She plays the bartender Phil, and she plays Phil's sister Phyllis.
Oh,
and she's really great.
Oh, I should watch that.
Yeah,
then.
Yeah.
I would say go see it.
Go see.
It's also on Netflix. That evil company that rarely releases films in theaters.
The Ballad of Buster Scruggs. That evil company.
They are the nemesis. Tonight at the MPAC Theater at RPI in Troy, 7 o'clock, What We Left Unfinished. It's a film work in progress at MPAC, apparently. There's a rough cut they're going to screen. It's sort of based on the Afghan film library and what happened to it, you know?
All right.
The filmmaker's going to be there. Admission is free, but you got to get tickets.
Okay.
Also tonight... the holiday shows begin.
Oh, good.
Tonight at the Event Center at Turning Stone in Verona, the Donnie and Marie holiday show.
Oh, don't tease me.
8 o'clock.
Okay.
Tomorrow night at the Clark Art Institute in Williamstown, Mass.
Are they appearing there, too?
No, they aren't. Oddly enough, Verona's as close as Donnie and Marie are getting to the capital region.
Well, there you go.
7 o'clock at Clark Art Institute. It's Federico Colli. He's a young Italian pianist. He's going to be recital. He's going to play Mozart, Beethoven, and Scarlatti. This is you know, 2 days before his big New York debut.
So Sarah interviewed him the other day. It was fantastic. Really good.
Nice.
Yeah, it was good stuff.
As the opening music played, Roots banjoist, singer-player Kaya Cater will be at the Mastery Center for the Arts, College at St. Rose. Beautiful downtown Albany on Madison Avenue, Friday night at 8 o'clock. There's a new documentary. It's called North Pole, New York. Have you ever been up there to that theme park?
Yes.
That's one of
when I was very, very young, but yes.
Oh, me too. That was one of our first family vacations. And I remember one of the teenage girls they had dressed in elf costumes pinched my cheek. And apparently I was just mortified by it. My parents laughed about that for years. Anyway, there's a new documentary about the Santa theme, the Christmas themed theme park in North Pole, New York. It's going to screen Friday night at 7:45 p.m. at Time and Space Limited in Hudson. The filmmakers are going to be there for Q&A. It's going to be at the Park Theater in Glens Falls Saturday at 2 and 7 p.m. And it's going to be all week at the Capital Arts Center in Rome, Friday through December 6th, which is a week from today.
And it's still with us, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. All right.
All right. And then Saturday night at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall, the Klezmatics present Woody Guthrie's Happy Joyous Hanukkah. That's at 7:30 p.m. That looks like it's going to be fun. They're a fun group.
Absolutely.
Saturday night at the Egg in Albany, it's David Crosby and Friends. He just put out, this is 8 o'clock, he just put out another album. This is like his third album in 3 years. It's like he says this late career renaissance. Saturday night.
Good for him, though.
Oh, I know. I know. And he's also funny on Twitter. Saturday. He holds grudges and
good.
He's funny.
Good.
Saturday on Proctor's in Schenectady. It's I believe it's the first of the Nutcrackers. Nutcracker season opens officially this weekend with the Northeast Ballet's Nutcracker production. That's Saturday at 7 o'clock and Sunday at 2 p.m. And then Sunday at the Palace Theater in Albany, we have Albany Symphony Orchestra's annual The Magic of Christmas concert. Be delightful.
You know that it's the holiday.
Bring the family.
All right.
There are many new movies. There's a Swedish fantasy called Border, which looks deeply weird and disturbing. It's about a sort of semi-oddly quasi-human border guard who can sniff out fear.
Oh.
It's and then she meets another one.
Can't dogs do that?
Who looks, yeah. The Swedes, have, you know, it's all those long nights. They have weird dreams, or short nights. They have weird dreams.
All right.
Then there's a horror movie, The Possession of Hannah Grace. And then this is just this weird quirk. I mean, I found it on the internet that they're showing, the Aquaman doesn't open for a few weeks, but it's being shown twice in IMAX at Crossgates Mall on Friday. I wonder if they're testing the waters, because have you seen the trailer?
Yeah.
It doesn't make me want to see the movie.
No.
It makes me want to run as far away from that movie as possible.
There's a, I at the, well, I have, I guess I have a few minutes. Yeah, okay. I have time to tell the story. Do you remember there was an Aquaman TV show that there was, that the CW did? Like after, I want to say it was either WB or CW, when it, during that switch. And the guy who played Aquaman was Jason Hartley, who is in the hit NBC show now, This Is Us.
Oh.
And he was Aquaman. Now, he was a normal-looking Aquaman, right? I mean, he was a human Aquaman.
Right.
And I liked that show. I think it lasted maybe 5 episodes. But I thought it was pretty good.
Right.
So then when I saw this one, where he's all, you know, gilled up. Is that a word? I don't know.
Yeah.
But he's got all the gills and the flaps and everything. It just looks weird to me. And then, I don't know. I turned away while watching the trailer. The trailer couldn't hold my attention.
Well, when they first introduced the character, who was in Justice League first.
Yeah.
The question that everyone asked, and it was a good question. It's sort of the key to the whole mess that is the Warner Brothers DC universe. Why is his trident? Why does it have 5 prongs? It's supposed to be a trident. I mean, like, this is just typical of the dopey decisions they make, and why most of those movies are unwatchable.
That's very funny. So you wonder what kind of meeting there was?
Oh,
kind
I know.
Of Hollywood meeting to decide that.
Okay, that's can it have more? Can I have more prongs?
I was watching the Mark Twain Prize. They gave it to Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Ah, right.
And at the Kennedy Center, and Jerry Seinfeld came out and not surprisingly just killed. But he was telling this great story about how he, Larry David, and it was like he and Larry David created Seinfeld, and they said we're going to create. It's going to be you and Larry David. So we're going to have Jason Alexander. We'll play Larry David, and then Larry had this weird neighbor Kramer. So we're going to have Michael Richards play Kramer, and that's going to be the show. And they got back. They said it's funny, but it's not funny enough, and you need a female character. And Seinfeld says, "So you know you're in trouble because nobody knows less about comedy than network executives. And so this is what they call a note. It's a network note." And he said, "I would just like to say for the record, that Julia Louis-Dreyfus was a network note. And he said, and I think it's probably perhaps the only one that ever worked out. So maybe the trident, the five-pronged trident.
Right.
We'll start a whole new thing.
That's right.
You never know.
You never know.
Excellent. Well, they're going to start showing some good movies here pretty soon, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The closer you get to Christmas, more of them will come out.
The Oscar stuff will come out. Excellent. Yeah. Sean Stone is our wonderful, wonderful, what do I call you?
Cultural
correspondent. Thank you very much, Sean.
I used to be a cowboy.
You were a cowboy for a while. We did away with that. We took away the hats.
Yes.
You can see Sean's list, wamc.org/roundtable. You're listening to the Roundtable. Thank you, Sean. You're listening to the Roundtable with WAMC.